I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum and Abner decided that it would be a good idea to get some kind of a job for Abner's father to keep him busy and out of trouble. And so far, they haven't been able to find anything for him. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Abner in Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Lum is just entering.
Hey, Abner, where's your papa? I believe I got some good news for him.
Oh, hello, Lum. Papa, he stayed home today.
Well, get him down here, because I think I found a job for him.
A job? Well, good for you. Good for Papa. Hooray, hooray.
I was talking to Walt Bates this morning. He says there's an opening over at the war plant.
The war plant?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm afraid that'd be too heavy work for Papa.
No, not this job. All he has to do is just sit there and keep time.
Keep time? They got a band over there now?
A band.
Who is it, the Pine Ridge Silver Cornet Band?
They ain't got no band over there. I know.
Oh, who they got, the Macmillan Boys with their mandolins?
They ain't got no music of no kind.
Well, what do they want somebody to keep time for then if they ain't got no music to keep time to?
Well, this is a different kind of timekeeping.
Oh, well, I was wondering if they'd actually pay money to have a feller sit there and stomp his foot all day. Of course, Papa would have been good at that, though. You ought to see him when we turn a graphophone on there at home. He just might nigh stomps his foot clean through the floor there.
Well, all he'll have to do on this job is just look at a clock and check the workers with a pencil when they go by.
Check the workers with a pencil?
Yeah.
Don't they get mad?
I don't mean he makes checks right on them. He just writes on a piece of paper when they come to work and when they go to lunch and all that.
Well, can't they tell what time they get there themselves?
Abner, I ain't got time to explain this to you now. We've got to work fast to get this job for your papa. Job like this don't stay open very long.
Yeah, well, that's a soft one, I'll say that, just sitting there telling what time it is. I wouldn't mind that myself.
Well, we got to hurry up and get your papa's application in.
Huh?
Only reason we got a chance is that I'm the only one in town that knows they're going to be opening over there.
17 minutes after 9.
Huh?
22 minutes, Dave.
For goodness sakes, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just practicing. Doggies, I believe I'd be good at that job. 11:62.
Abner, we're getting this job for your papa, not you.
Now,
hurry up and get him down here so he can fill out this application here.
Oh, you got one on there with you, huh? Let's see it, Lum.
No, just call your papa. We ain't got a minute to lose.
No, all right, I'll call him.
Get on that phone.
Yeah, I'm getting on it. Get Papa down here quicker than a stroke of grease lightning.
Well, hurry up, because I think we'll keep this timekeeper job open for him if we hurry.
Yeah, well, I know Papa will just be tickled to death to get up. Hello, Elizabeth? This is your man, Abner. Will you send Papa down the store here right away? Huh? Where'd he go? Oh, he ain't, huh? Yeah. Well, if he shows up there, why, tell him to scoot down here right away. Yeah, tell him it's important. All right, Elizabeth. Goodbye.
Has he went, Summers?
Yeah, he never told Elizabeth where he's going. No telling where he's going to, neither.
Granny's, that's bad.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what we better do. We better fill out this application for him. Leastways, we can get that over to Walt.
Well, is that legal? Filling out somebody else's application that way?
That's all right, I think. He'll have to sign it, but we can fill it out.
Yeah.
They just want to know the facts about him, and we can put them down easy enough.
Well, let's do it. I'd hate for Papa to lose out on a soft job like that.
Yeah, let's see here now. Name and address, that's easy. That's your place over there.
Yeah, that's his address. That ain't his name, but you know that. Fine as Peabody.
Age, last birthday. How old was your Papa's last birthday?
Well, he ain't had his last one yet. Or at least, well, not according to him, he ain't.
Well, I mean, how old is he now?
Well, you see, I ain't quite sure, Lum. And Papa ain't sure neither. You see, he ought to be about
Let's see what it says here. Applicant must be over 15.
Well, Papa's over 15, I know that. Fact is, he's, at least 80 years old, I know.
No, he's older than that.
Yeah, I said at least. I never said that
applicant
was his topic.
Must be over 15 and under 65. Granny, we better shave his age down just a shade there.
Well, now, don't cut it down too far, because Papa's sort of proud of his age, Lum.
Well, I'll just put down here, applicant ain't sure.
Yeah, that's good. What's next now? What else can I help you with?
And I tell you, Abner, you better get on the phone and try to locate your papa while I finish filling this thing out here.
Well, I don't know where to locate him at, Lord. Well,
call around to different places. Call down to the barbershop. That's where he generally always hangs out anyway.
All right, I'll call down there. I got my doubts he'll be there, though. I think Mole sort of suggested to him that he keep away from over there.
Your papa's a citizen, ain't he? He ain't an alien, is he?
No, he feels good. Fact is, he ain't never felt better in his life. Hello? Moles? This is Abner. Oh, tolerably well. Is Papa down there? Well, you don't have to holler at me. I ain't deep. I just ask you a simple little question. Well, is he there? No good at Moles. He's the high-strungest feller I ever seen in my life. Glad I ain't down there getting a shave today, the moods he's in.
Well, what race would you say your papa's in?
Wait a minute, Long. Let me say goodbye to Moles here. Hello, Moles. Goodbye. What'd you say, Long?
I say, what race would you say your papa's in?
Oh, he wouldn't be no good in a race at all, Lum. I recollect he used to be pretty good in a three-legged man's race, but that's a long time ago. Is anything else you want to know?
No, you just keep making phone calls there. I'll try to struggle along here without your help.
Well, now, don't be
race,
bashful.
I'd say human race.
Ask me anything you want to, Lum. I'm just proud as anything at all to help you.
No, I don't want to trouble you.
It ain't no trouble. Anytime you get these little problems of yours and need some good advice, you just come to me.
That's mighty thoughty of you.
I don't mind it at all. Love to help you. Love to help a true friend.
Abner, will you hash up and get on that phone?
Huh?
If you don't find your papa, he ain't going to get this job. Hurry up. Call up Dick Huddleston and see if he's over there.
All right. I hope he's down there.
I just about got her done here. Remarks. Reckon what I ought to put down under that.
You say remark?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Papa got off some good remarks at supper the other night. He just had Elizabeth Mott and I splitting her side. He's a card when he gets wound up.
Well, they don't mean that kind of remark.
See, what was that good one he got off? Now, we sitting there. Hello, Dick. This is Abner. Is Papa over there? Has he been there? Oh. Well, did he say where he was going? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I'll try to reach him there then. Yeah, all right. Much obliged, Dick. Goodbye. Doggy's papa's clean over to old Dad Crockett's place, Lum.
For goodness sakes. They ain't got no phone over there, neither.
No, Lum, he know he ain't got a phone. Don't believe in him.
Yeah, it just looks like you'll have to go out there and get him.
Yeah, maybe I better. Yeah, better.
Only trouble is, I don't know whether they'll hold that job open that long or not.
Well, maybe if I hurry over there, Lum, well, I can get back up here in time for him.
Howdy,
Grandpap.
I just heard some gossip about the Widder Abernathy.
Yeah, well, we ain't got time to talk right now, Grandpap. We're trying to get Papa a job.
A job?
Yeah.
For old Farners?
Yeah.
Oh, what can he do? Can't do nothing, can he?
Well, he don't have to do nothing for this job. Just sit there and look at a clock once in a while.
And he gets paid for doing that, huh?
Yeah, see, it's that job as timekeeper over at the war plant. Lum just heard about it this morning.
I'm afraid your papa ain't going to get the job, though, if we don't get busy here.
Yeah, we got to hurry,
Tell you what we better do. You head out towards the Crockett place and get your papa back to town quick as you can.
Yeah.
I'll rest this application over to Walt Bates. Wait a minute. I'll have to stay here and watch the store.
Well, how about letting Grandpap watch the store here, Lum?
Yeah. I got a better idea. I'll take the application over there. I was heading over in that direction anyway.
Oh, well, good for you. Yeah, that's a good idea, Grandpap.
Well, you'll have to hurry, though, Grandpap. Yeah, don't worry. I'll rush over there quicker than a pigeon-toed roadrunner. Give me that bow-legged application.
Yeah, here it is. Now, don't lose it now, Grandpap.
I won't. I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, all right. Much obliged. Was that our phone ringing there, Long?
I think so.
Well, answer it there, would you? Yeah.
Hello? Jot 'em down store and library. Lum Edwards talking. Oh, just a minute, Elizabeth. Wait a minute, Abner, it's your woman.
Doggy, she would have to call a time like this. What's she want?
I don't know. Here, you talk to her.
Dad, blame it anyway.
My voice don't sound natural no way.
Hello, what is it, Elizabeth? He did? Oh, good. I know his mom, Papa's home again now.
Well, good. Tell him to get right down here.
Elizabeth, tell Papa to rush right down to the store here.
Sound more like Grandpap every day.
Well, it's about a job we're getting for him. I'll tell you about it later. Yeah, all right, goodbye. Doggy, he's home.
Well, looks like he's got a pretty good chance of getting a job now.
Yeah, that was sure nice of Grandpap to offer to take that application over there for us, wasn't it?
Yeah, that sort of surprised me.
Surprised you?
Yeah, I never figured we'd see the day when Milford Spears would do a favorance for Finest Peabody.
Oh, yeah, that was a surprise. Them two never did get along. All us fussing at one another. Each one trying to get ahead of the other in some way or another.
Yeah, well, maybe Milford's had a change of heart. And I'm proud to see it, too.
Oh, me too, me too. I just hope he knows who to take that application to over there, though. We never did tell him.
Well, surely he'll know enough to take it to Walt.
Yeah, or to, or to.
Of course, it might be a good idea to call Walt and tell him Grandpap's on his way over there to hold the job for him.
Yeah, let's do that. You talk to him, Mama. Get on the phone there and tell him right now. I want to be sure and get that job. I hope Papa will be tickled to death.
Might be a good idea to tell him that your papa will be over there pretty quick.
Yeah, I'll rush him over there just as quick as he gets
Hello,
down.
Hello, Walt. This is Lum Eddard speaking.
I'm going to take a vacation.
Yeah, say, about that job you was telling me about this morning. Huh?
Find Elizabeth something to
just
do.
Now.
Ought to be somebody that needs some planning.
Well, who called up for it? Who? Well, I'll be dead.
Somebody call up on the phone and get the job, Lum?
Yeah, your papa's good friend, Milford Avery Spears.